We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Indeed. I'm Bobby Fuller for bouncing us back into the second half of a Law Talk for a Saturday afternoon. Thanks for sticking with us. If you're just joining us, I am Attorney John Matulis from the Hartford County Bar Association. This is your Saturday afternoon legal interactive toolbox. What do I mean by that? Well, we dispense legal advice, information, and if you want to have a specific issue answered, we're delighted to hear from you at 860-522-9842, 1-800-966-WTIC. That's toll-free from wherever you happen to be in the continental U.S. Email, that works also, although we won't get to that on the air today. And the email, the address is john.matulis@intercom.com. That's J-O-H-N dot my last name, M, as in Michael, A-T-U-L-I-S, at intercom.com. So we're delighted to get those, and we'll deal with them during the week. If you email us, you're giving us permission to talk about your situation on the air at a later show, although we will not use your name if you wish us not to do so. I'm going to get to Bob in Windsor very shortly. Thank you for hanging on over the news. Steve in Bristol, you're going to follow after that. And once again, we're only here until 4 o'clock. So if you're listening, thinking about a question, delighted to hear from you. But the sooner that you call, the more time we can give you to address your question properly. Okay? You might have heard me mention to the gentleman from Bridgeport that called about the lawyer referral service. Well, it's my obligation to let you know that the Hartford County Bar Association operates a not-for-profit lawyer referral service. The lawyers that you get referred to are all screened. They are insured. They are experienced. They are free of disciplinary entanglements. So this is the way it works. You phone them at the phone number that I'm going to give you just a moment. They'll ask you a couple of questions to determine the nature of your legal issue. And you then get referred to an attorney who practices in the proper discipline. Okay? So besides the referral, what do you get? Well, you get a half-hour consult with that attorney, and it can be in the attorney's office, it can be over the telephone, that's up to you and the attorney. So what does all this cost? Well, there's a one-time-only fee of $35 to help underwrite some of the administrative expenses for running this not-for-profit program, but if you call them regarding your personal injury claim, they will waive the $35 fee. If you call them regarding your Social Security disability claim, ditto, no fee. If you call them regarding your workers' compensation claim, they will not charge the $35 fee. Okay, so at the end of the half hour, big hard sell for more services? Nope, not at all. There's no hard sell. You can discuss further services with the attorney if you wish. However, if you choose not to, or the two of you decide not to go forward together, perfectly fine. So how do you reach them? Well, we're not in billboards. We're not going to be in the back directory, back page of phone directory for those of you that still see phone directories, but you can reach them at 860-525-6052. That's 860-525-6052. That is the Hartford County Bar Association's not-for-profit lawyer referral service at 860-525-6052. If you don't have a lawyer and you're looking for legal help, give it a try. I think you'll like it. Okay, first up on the phone, Bob in Windsor. Thanks for your patience, Bob. How can I help you?
Good afternoon. My wife is a tutor who works part-time in a public school system. And we've heard different things that they may add up the days at the end of the year so she'll get paid. But in the meantime, is she allowed to collect unemployment?
I think that her eligibility for unemployment is going to be dependent upon whether she would otherwise be eligible. In other words, does she have enough quarters? Has she worked long enough so that she would be eligible? And is she covered by the collective bargaining agreement, the CBA?
No.
She is not.
No.
Okay. So the CBA isn't going to address that issue at all. It might be a good idea to contact the Department of Labor and ask specifically with the nature of the hours that she works and things of that nature, because if she suffers either a reduction or a suspension of her duties, especially because of the COVID-19 virus, as we're discussing today, her eligibility is going to be determined by the statutes and by the longstanding practices of the Department of Labor Division of Unemployment.
Right, yeah, because with the rumor that they may end up going to the full 180, being that they add to the end of the normal school year, the question did come, or the understanding was, because they may make it up at the end of the year, she may not be entitled to receive it at this time.
Well, when we started the show, we talked about things evolving at a pace that is just dizzyingly fast. And
sure.
This is exactly what's going on. I think on Friday, the governor waived the state law that school districts had to have 180 days of instruction. That's no longer obligatory as of about 24 hours ago. So the best thing to do, Bob, is to keep an eye on this. I would check with the Department of Labor, but whatever the situation is today or Monday may not be the situation a month from now. So I think you're in an area that's evolving rapidly, and we can't really predict in advance how it will finally turn out.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your time and advice.
Thanks for the call, and best of luck to your wife. I hope that works out well for her.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care now. Okay, our phone number is 860-522-9842, 1-800-966-WTIC, and I am attorney John Matulis from the Hartford County Bar Association. We're dispensing legal advice, legal information. We're taking your calls. Next up, Steve in Bristol. Hi, Steve. Hi, you're on Law Talk.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
So tell me how we can help you out, Steve.
Okay, I'm a landlord, and I have a rental property. It's a three-family, and some previous owner had paved the whole backyard, and it has six good, solid parking places.
Okay.
But it's hard to negotiate if all six cars are there. You know,
I see
it's
what
doable,
you mean.
And tenants have always been cooperative. So now one of the units is vacant, and I had put in the advertising that they would get two off-street parking places, and someone came today to look at it, and they said to me, hey, we have three cars. And I said, well, I put in advertising, there's only two parking places. And they're out there, like, pointing and figuring, and they said, if everybody parked a lot tighter, I think we could fit a seventh car in here. And I said, I'm not doing it. I said, the other tenants have always known everybody gets two places. Now it would change something that we've agreed upon with those two. Kids play back here. They ride their bikes and stuff like that. I'm sorry, I'm not going to rent to you if you got three cars. And then they made a comment. They said, oh, maybe there's another reason why you don't want to rent to us. And I said, no, that's it. But when they said that comment, it scared me a little bit.
Understood. Well, Steve, first of all, this is the type of issue that comes up from time to time in landlord-tenant law. Basically, landlords in renting properties are prohibited from discriminating on the basis of certain clearly identified categories. And here in Connecticut, they include race, creed, sex, national origin, gender identification, and I may have missed one or two. Nowhere have I ever seen that it's against the law to discriminate on the basis of the number number of cars that a prospective tenant wants to park on your property. So I think that you should not worry about this. Some people may try to do this for reasons of intimidation, or they may try to do it because they think they'll be able to negotiate more successfully with you. My advice to you is, based on what you've presented here, that you not give it another thought. You're not required under any circumstances to ask the existing tenants to scrunch their cars together to accommodate somebody who has three cars. They're welcome. You're welcome to rent it to them, but they can only keep two cars back there, and whatever they do with the third one, that's their problem.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I could have thought of it that way, too.
So now you get an idea if it comes up again.
Okay, thank you. It bothered me. Like, it's been giving me a little butterflies in my stomach all day since they said that, and I thought to myself, I'll call this show.
I'm glad you did, and it's a landlord-tenant work is difficult, but it sounds like you're a conscientious landlord, and I wish you the best with it, Steve.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye now. Okay, phone numbers here at Law Talk, 860-522-WTIC, 1-800-966-9842. Aaliyah in Ellington, we're going to get to you shortly. We're going to have to take a break in a minute, and it's my obligation to remind everybody that this is the station to listen to in terms of staying current with these extremely rapidly evolving events that are surrounding all of us all over the place. The news coverage is superb. If you're out driving around, if you're out walking and you've got your tunes with you through your phone, your headset on or something, this is what's going to keep you current. So stay with WTIC, and I'm welcoming your calls up until 4, and that's going to be it. Who am I? I'm Attorney John Matulis from the Hartford County Bar Association, and more of Law Talk after this.
Tell me over and over and over again, my friend. You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
All right. In case some of you may remember that, Barry McGuire, former lead singer of the New Christy Minstrels, and that is to bump us into the last section of Law Talk. And to encourage us, hang together. We're going to get through this. We are not on the eve of destruction. All right, got an open line or two, and we'll get to Lee and Dan shortly. If you want to talk to us before 4, 860-522-WTIC, 1-800-966-9842. Next up, Lee in Ellington. Hi, Lee. You're on the air.
Hi.
Thanks for your patience. How can we help you out?
Well, not sure if you can, but I had some animals, goats and cattle and so forth that we use for a petting zoo for Halloween time.
Okay.
And we were housing them after Halloween. We were housing them on some friend's property. And it was getting a little crowded, so I let someone know about it, and she put it out on the internet. And we had some responses from animal rescue places.
Uh-huh.
And I had them, one place is down in South Windham, and she signed a contract. It's just two statements that this was on the 11th of November last year, that whenever I wanted them back, I could come pick them up. And also that if they could no longer keep them, they would notify me. Since then, I think at least 6 or 7 out of 7 they've adopted out. And I can't even, I used to go visit them, but I'm not allowed to even go drive on the road by their place.
Well, is it a public road?
The state police have said, you know, take it to civil court. So I've got the forms. I picked them up at the end of the last Friday, actually, I think. But just to put pressure on them to let me get the animals back, I guess. I'm not sure how to handle it.
Okay. Well, first of all, Lee, you mentioned that you're not permitted to drive by their property. Who is it who's prohibiting you from doing so?
The police told me not to.
Oh, did they say why?
The lady there claims I'm harassing.
All right. Well,
you know, I used to go visit them. They were, you know, pretty much pets, at least once a week. And then
No, I understand how disappointing it must be to find that these animals that were there under an agreement are now in the hands of some third parties without your knowledge or your consent. That's a tort called conversion. And even though it may be difficult to get the actual animals back, this is something where you could sue for their monetary value. Now, if they're pets, obviously that's not a very, very good way to look at it. What you need is an attorney who is familiar with the law regarding conversion and chattels being held by someone else. There may be a way where a third party who has acquired these animals can be required to dispose of them. If you are the, you know, they're considered property for better or worse, no matter how fond we may be of our animals or our pets. And I'd recommend that you give the lawyer referral service call and see if, for the sake of a half-hour consult, somebody can give you some real good guidance and maybe find a way that you can get these animals back. Do you know who the present, the person who presently has possession of the animals is, the ones that are no longer with the lady?
No, they won't tell me that. They've gone to several places.
All right. Well, if you do file a lawsuit, there are ways through discovery that you can find out that information. Those people can be made additional defendants. This is not an inexpensive project, but it's something that has to be pursued if you'd like to get them back. Short of that, you're going to be limited to proving what their monetary value is and going after that. So I wish you the best with that, Lee, but it sounds like a very, very heart-wrenching situation, and I hope that it works out for you.
So get in touch with your referral service.
Yeah, here's the number, 860.
Yeah, I think I just took it down earlier in the program.
Excellent, 525-6052. And you get the half-hour consult, and they'll be able to help you out, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it, sir.
And best of luck with that, Lee. I hope that it works out for you.
Thank you.
Okay, take care now. Okay, just about time for another call or two. Dan and Winstead, you're going to be next. Looks like an interesting topic. If anyone else wants to get in, time is fleeing, and I'm happy to hear from you at 860-522-9842, 1-800-966-WTIC. We're here until 4. Okay, Dan and Winstead, thanks for holding, and you're on Law Talk.
Oh, hi, Attorney Matillis. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to help out if we can. Judges and immunity, huh?
Yes, this pertains to a case that went to trial twice, real estate case. Look at the bits and pieces of this case against two brokers and two agents and a broker previously. And essentially, different question pertaining to the same case. And specifically, the first trial, prior to the first trial in 2015, I was pressured heavily by the presiding judge in New Britain at the time to switch from a jury trial to a bench trial.
Yeah.
And essentially, there was a request in the media after the jury had been selected, the day before the trial was supposed to start, and then the judge said, hey, that's going to get a whole new jury. This jury you selected didn't know the media was going to be here, and I'm not going to be around in 2 months. You'll have a new judge at that time. And what happened was the judge who showed up in July 2015, and unaware to us at the time, had a former real estate background, kind of a semi-conflict of interest. But most importantly, she didn't allow the previously agreed upon witnesses to testify. And after 5 days of testimony, called the jurors in and sat them down and stated that she thanked them for their time and civil duty, and that she was going to do something rather rare and unique, which was to issue a directive verdict. And she came to a conclusion of finding the facts all on her own, ruled in favor of the defendants, and essentially forced me into a pursuit to appeal the case, which I did do and eventually won, and then it was retried and a more successful outcome.
And, well, I'm glad that it got a more successful outcome after appeal. What can I do for you, Dan? We've only got a couple of minutes.
Sure, no problem at all. Essentially, the question I have is whether or not a statute called 42-1983, civil rights violation, can be applied in a case where there is an extreme civil rights violation had taken place.
Okay. The section you're referring to is 42 United States Code 1983. It's part of the Civil Rights Act of 1963. Your question about judicial immunity goes right to the heart of the issue. My understanding is that judges have absolute immunity for actions or omissions taken while on the bench and carrying out their duties. Now, I know that there are some exceptions which have developed in the case law to that. For example, there have been some claims against judges for improper conduct regarding subordinate employees or things of that sort. But as far as a particular judge having immunity, I think we're way beyond the amount of time that I can give it here. If you're interested in pursuing that, the best thing I can say is the lawyer referral service. Although don't be too surprised if you run into this absolute immunity or qualified immunity defense, because they exist to try and protect judges who make decisions that are generally going to upset at least one side of a case. And what you're describing is obviously very unique and unusual. Directed verdicts are certainly permissible. They're tolerable, but it sounds like this one was done a little bit differently. Dan, I'm going to have to go because we've got only a minute or two left and I've got another call I've got to take. But I wish you the very best with that. And thanks for calling, okay?
Thank you.
Best of luck now. Okay, see if we can squeeze in one here. Hi, Harry in Newington. We've got a minute or two left, and if you'd like, I'll talk to you off air after we finish up. But this has to do with trees on the property line?
Yes, I live on the Newington side of a Newington-West Harbor property line. There's a big cluster of ash trees right on the line, 120, 130 feet.
Harry, I'm sorry to interrupt you. That music is the cue from my producer to tell me I've got to wrap it up. If you want, I'll talk to you off air at about 4 o'clock. Is that okay?
Yes.
Hold on, please, okay? So another Law Talk comes to an end, and I want to thank all of you that have listened, especially those of you that have called and shared your issues with us, allowed us to try to help you, because in doing so, you've allowed us to help a lot of others in the process. Thanks also to the inimitable Mike Oko, my producer, director, and general whipcracker who makes me behave and tries very hard to make us sound good. Also, I just wanted to let you know that we expect to be back next week. We're doing these on Saturdays as a community service. I'm Attorney John Matulis from the Hartford County Bar Association.
Law Talk is presented as a public service by the Hartford County Bar Association. Its content is intended to be educational and informative, but is not considered to be formal legal opinion. If you want or need a formal legal opinion upon which to rely in decision-making, please consider formally engaging an attorney to review all relevant facts in detail and examine the pertinent law as it applies to those facts. A solid opinion means better decisions. The views expressed during this program are those of the speakers and not necessarily those of the Hartford County Bar Association, its officers, or its directors.